In the shadowy corridors of Everlake Preparatory School, blood stains the floor as Tatum Rivers desperately presses her shirt against St. Memphis's gunshot wound. This moment crystallizes her complex bond with the Nightkeepers, four dangerous boys who rule through fear and unwavering loyalty to each other. Their world exists in fictional Sequoia State during a pandemic far deadlier than anything we've known. The Hades virus has decimated the population, forcing schools like Everlake into strict isolation. Students can't leave campus, creating a pressure cooker of emotions and alliances. Tatum has just killed Mortez, her father's murderer, in a brutal act of vengeance that binds her closer to the Nightkeepers. This violence transforms her relationship with Kyan, whose first kiss with her is more than just a kiss, it's an oath, a vow that binds us together. But a legend haunts Tatum. Fall for one Nightkeeper, fall for them all. As she navigates relationships with controlling Saint, tender Blake, passionate Kyan, and authoritative Monroe, secretly the school's headmaster, she begins to fear the legend might be true. Tatum's blood holds unique value in this virus-ravaged world. Documents reveal her father was tricked into providing virus samples by fake CIA agents. More importantly, Tatum carries immunity. Her father tested an experimental vaccine on both daughters, killing her sister Jess while granting Tatum protection against the pathogen. This immunity transforms her from ordinary student to potential savior. Saint, despite his cold exterior, deletes files about her immunity from his father's records, showing unexpected protectiveness. The group discovers connections between the virus outbreak and Royaume d'Elite, an exclusive club where the wealthy participate in human trafficking and death games. The virus was deliberately released as a profit scheme, with plans to capitalize through Serenity Pharmaceuticals. This revelation devastates Blake, who had blamed Tatum for his mother's virus-related death, only to learn a more sinister truth behind the pandemic. When Kyan's crime family threatens to offer Tatum to Royaume d'Elite as compensation for killing one of their operatives, he proposes marriage. As his wife, she'd gain automatic protection under centuries-old family bylaws that even his grandfather cannot override. The hasty wedding sends shockwaves through the Nightkeepers. Saint responds with cold fury, Blake with violent opposition, and Monroe with barely masked betrayal. Kyan's possessiveness grows as he proudly announces his wife and changes her name to Tatum Roscoe on school records without her consent. What began as protection evolves into a complex power struggle. After intense confrontations, they forge a compromise. The marriage remains valid for protection, but prevents Kyan from claiming exclusivity. Tatum's status as nightbound takes precedence, keeping her equally connected to all four men. In a surprising assertion of agency, Tatum demands complete exclusivity from all of them, prohibiting outside relationships. With this, their marriage of convenience transforms into a web of mutual obligations none fully anticipated. The Justice Ninja terrorizes the group with flaming arrows, sabotaged vehicles, and threatening messages. Attacks intensify when Blake is rammed off his jet ski and Tatum is chased through the forest, doused in gasoline and nearly set ablaze. Their trap catches one of two assailants, while the second escapes. During this distraction, a darker plot emerges. Tatum awakens chained to a hospital bed, facing Governor Memphis Saint, who plans to repeatedly expose her to the virus to harvest antibodies for a cure, despite the potential fatal consequences. The O'Brien family presents another danger, a global criminal enterprise. At their fortress-like estate, Tatum witnesses their brutality when Kyan's uncle dumps two severed heads onto the dining table, family members who stole from accounts. As Kyan explains, his family operates like a hydra, kill one member and two more take their place. Unexpected alliances form amid these threats. Monroe, actually Joss Harrington, has plotted revenge against Saint's father for years. When Saint discovers this, he offers partnership instead, revealing his own plan to financially ruin his father. Common enemies transform potential adversaries into allies. Tatum initially creates 9 strict rules for the Night Keepers, including no kissing and no sex, to maintain boundaries. As trust grows, these rules gradually disappear, each deletion marking a shift in intimacy. Saint, the most disciplined, clings to these rules intensely as they provide structure in a world threatening his carefully constructed defenses. Relationships develop distinctly with each man. Blake connects through gentle understanding, Kyan through passionate possessiveness, and Monroe through unwavering support. Saint's journey from rigid adherence to emotional openness marks the most dramatic transformation. When Kyan contracts the Hades virus, the group faces their greatest challenge. Blake's reaction is visceral, triggered by memories of his mother's death from the same virus. Saint works tirelessly while showing rare vulnerability. Tatum maintains a legendary vigil beside Kyan. On the 6th day, the viral turning point, Kyan whispers through his fever, "I love you. Shoulda said it 1,000 fucking times before now." His recovery transforms their dynamic permanently. Their celebration in the medical bay marks the moment the Night Keepers truly become family, bound by something stronger than convenience. As graduation nears, Saint reveals his plan, Yale acceptance letters for each Night Keeper with programs tailored to their strengths, and a fraternity house with an operations center. His presentation shows both control and vulnerability in his determination to preserve their family. This clashes with Tatum's dream of opening a beachfront self-defense studio for young girls. Before they can resolve these competing visions, Troy Memphis captures Tatum despite their security measures. His ultimatum is chilling. Her unique blood holds the key to his experimental vaccine, and he'll drain her completely if necessary. The Night Keepers desperately search for her, tracking her weakening earpiece signal. Tatum's final whispered, "I love you all," cuts off abruptly. This devastating silence forces them to question everything, their capabilities, choices, and whether their family can survive such a fundamental breach. This story explores the formation of a chosen family among damaged individuals. Each Night Keeper carries profound wounds. Saint bears scars of psychological abuse. Blake remains haunted by his mother's death. Kyan struggles with his crime family legacy, and Monroe grapples with family betrayal. Tatum, grieving her father and sister, finds unexpected healing with these broken men. Their shared trauma creates a silent language of pain that transforms into mutual healing and unconditional acceptance. As Saint reflects, Kyan becomes the first true friend I've ever had, one in 7.8 billion. Their unconventional relationship challenges traditional family notions. Tatum embraces all 4 Night Keepers, each fulfilling distinct emotional needs. Despite jealousy and past traumas, they create a framework for collective healing. The strength of their chosen family lies in its deliberate nature. Each member actively chooses to build something beautiful from shared brokenness. They discover that family isn't limited to blood, but can be built through choice, trust, and love. As Tatum declares, "I belong to all of you, and you all belong to me."